the geometries that we're working with. And so, Christine, you can carry on from here.
Thanks, Gregory. Thanks, Gail. It just feels exciting tonight. I just feel this excitement within, and the Pleiadians and the galactic community have been really sharing with me the very strong energies that are taking place right now. And they're talking about a dimensional split taking place this coming week and weekend. Now, it's not this weekend, that I know we're in a Friday, but there's a very, very strong dimensional split that's going to open up a whole level of awakening on the earth plane, and it'll be at its completion peak the following weekend. But we are moving into some very intense energies coming up this week, and I know this last week we've all just lived has been pretty intense energetically, and the Pleiadians and the galactic community are really talking to me about the importance of the Pleiadian communication portal at this time, how it's making a huge difference on the earth plane, and how each one of you who's involved, and I just want to acknowledge you all out there for really stepping forward and getting your Pleiadian portal, and for those who are gathering around, who are part of the group setting around that portal, just honoring you for the really important work that you are doing by being a part of this. And it's like a pre-agreement, a calling to come in and be part of this very powerful alignment of energies. And so I just bring greetings from all the galactic community and the Pleiadians for what we are doing. You two, Gregory and Gail, and myself and Elisa, you know, we are forging forward in our own work. You, Gregory, with the metaforms and the creation of the Pleiadian portal from my templates, this sacred reconnection between the four of us. And the energy we are holding, the four of us, for this group meetup that we have started, and that is far more important than any of us can imagine at this time, but it is incredibly significant, and it's going to be tonight's work that we're doing is going to be very, very supportive for the energetic shifts that are taking place with this dimensional split. We're going to be creating or forging an amazing network between all the Pleiadian communication portals on the planet tonight. And this is going to create an incredible set, almost a network of webbing, a sacred webbing that's really going to support the earth plane and the anchoring of this dimensional shift. So we have some important work to do tonight, and that's I think why I'm so excited. So I don't know if anyone else, you, Gregory, or Gail, or Elisa, want to comment on any of that before we move further into what I see or what the Pleiadians are telling me we need to do tonight to prepare.
I was just going to comment on this past week has been rather intense. There's been a dimensional shift last weekend possibly, and is this going to be a series of dimensional shifts that are coming?
Well, this is a very strong dimensional split within the earth plane. Now, yes, the energy has been intense because we're preparing to move into this split, and it's going to continue to build. Last week that we just lived, this weekend, coming into next week, is almost like a crescendo of energies that we are going to need to really open up and breathe and align with as it moves into the split that actually will take place. The Pleiadians say close to Saturday night, early morning Sunday is where the energies look the most, I'd say expanded, but that word doesn't quite get it. But highly transformational is more probably like it. It's like a tsunami wave. And I check the energy out because, as you know, I can look ahead of time and look at the energies. The Pleiadians aren't so good on timing, but I look at the energies Saturday night, Sunday, early Sunday morning, and I can see this incredible peak energy. So that's why between the Pleiadians and me and my ability to witness that energy, I place it on a Saturday, late Saturday night into the morning of Sunday, early morning, where the actual split will take place.
Okay. And is this process then we're doing, that's about supporting us with this split and the planet?
Well, we're doing two processes tonight. We're doing first a group work process. So if you're alone with a portal, you'll be doing this individually. But if the groups are out there, you'll do a group process around your portal to prepare your energies. And then we're going to move into a second process that's going to open up this sacred network webbing between every portal on the Earth plane at this time. So, Gregory, do you have anything else to add to that, or Gail?
The energies have been just phenomenal this last week. I know it's going to be interesting. People can start watching how they operate with their reality. It's almost like feeling disconnected from this reality. I'm walking around and I don't feel much of the third dimensional angst or interplay affecting me at all, but it's almost as if part of me is disconnected in my head all the time, where I don't even feel capable of doing anything until there's something in front of me to be done, and then it happens very very easily, very clearly, very directly. And so I'm just wanting to bring people into the awareness of how you might be reacting to these energies. There are times when it's going to feel overload, like you need to take a nap, to just let the energy move through, let it ground. And for those of you that are working with your heart companions and your eye connects, it's very important to connect to the earth at this time. I mean, feel your feet on the earth. Be sometimes in a space where you can physically touch the earth, touch plants, and work with that energy moving through you. Because in essence, we are all lightning rods, if you will, for helping to ground this energy, for helping to hold this space. It's no accident that you have a Pleiadian portal or you're connected to one, because this is the opportunity that's being given to us at this time to be able to play here. And it's like it couldn't be done without us. It couldn't be done without you being part of this movement, this flow into this dimension. It's a split of dimensionality that is in essence expanding the third dimensional reality that we work with, and we're expanding it with love. So always breathe that conscious breath through your heart, open your heart, and be present with your love. It's an easy space to move into at this time, because it's almost like my mind, it lobotomizes around anything of third dimensional issue, like any kind of fear of separation. It just, those elements don't want to come into our being right now, because we are being primed to hold this field, which is a field of consciousness, which is a field of love. And so work with that. Work with that in your life and watch how you can express that to everyone that you come in contact with, because that is the opportunity and that is the joy of being part of this play right now. So thank you.
Okay, I agree.
Sorry, Gail.
Okay, thanks, Christine. And I want to say hello to, there's a lot of new people on the call as well. that have just recently become a part of this group and connected in with the Pleiadian portals. So I just want to welcome all of you. And I know that some people have come on the call a few minutes after we started. So I want to, you know, also just with the sacred geometries explain this that we're working with. There's a lot of energy that we're going to be dealing with today on this call with these transmissions. And these geometries that we've added on to spin above the Pleiadian portal, the stellated icosahedron and the unity grid, what they're doing is they are supporting us at a cellular level to be able to work with the angelic realm as well as with the Pleiadians and the Lemurians and whoever else Christine is bringing through for us, and support us in activating the aspects of ourselves that is opening to these dimensional splits and these dimensional shifts. We are together as a unity. It's sometimes hard to, we have to make sure that we really anchor into that, because when we're going through a lot, sometimes we feel like we are one and we are alone as opposed to one and the unity. So these geometries that we're spinning right now, along with the Pleiadian communication portal, are to support you in that memory at every level of your being, to know that we are here as a community. We are here working together, and that is so essential. This, as we've been saying, could not happen without you, without your participation, your presence, and your commitment to what we're doing here. I know that personally I've been feeling a lot in my body, and sometimes I'll feel it fairly dramatically in the middle of the night, and then just start working with my body energetically in a healing mode. I found that it's extremely valuable to be working with the iConnect or the Heart Companion. I take the iConnect and put it under my pillow at night, and if I'm awakened and I'm feeling a burst of energy, then it is something that is telling me to work with that energy, to smooth it in my body, to keep breathing. The conscious breath is extremely important during that time. And support our bodies to take this in and to go through this acceleration in the most graceful and positive way. So the Heart Companions, if you have a Heart Companion, they can also be put underneath of your pillow. You can work with them in the same way as the iConnect, and that will support you in staying connected with these energies and helping your body to come to the place of balance and acceptance and grace with all that we're doing here.
I just wanted to say something that Gail's language sparked, and that is, as we feel sometimes like the small drop that is dissolving back into the ocean, it's important to remember that at the same time, the ocean dissolves back into the drop. And that's what's opening up to each of you in your consciousness at this time. So it's a powerful time to be present on the planet. Thank you.
Well, I think maybe we're ready to move forward and into the process that the Pleiadians and the galactic community are here for us during this process, this very important process. They'll be overseeing the energies that we're working with as we align into this and create this wonderful sacred network, the sacred webbing from each communication portal that exists within the Earth plane at this time. And so I just want you all, every one of you out there, just to take a breath and let go. And understanding that there is no such thing as time. So if you're listening to this as a pre-record or live, when you do open into taking your place, you will be right here and now with all of us. We'll all collectively align in that sacred way. And it's about being aware that you belong to an aspect and a part of this collective energy as part of this pre-agreement. And the galactic energies, the Pleiadians, the Lemurians will be also here to support your energetic systems as we move through this process. And the Pleiadians, the first step is they've opened up and created a process where you as a group, a collective group around your portal, will begin to align just to your portal. And if you're an individual in that, you're still part of this group. So you will align through your own portal base first. We'll be energetically be integrated and made ready for this opening of the network process of that webbing birthing. And then we'll move into birthing that network between all of us. So it'll be in two sections, this process. So let's first just take a conscious breath. Remember that breath in and out the mouth. And I want you to open up to what the Pleiadians call the stable hand position. That's the thumbs connecting, the index finger connecting, the middle finger connecting. And just start bringing your awareness into the energy, that dimensional energy that your stable hand position opens up for you. It actually creates an anchor through you and allows you to stabilize within that as we do this higher frequency work. So just bringing your full awareness into your stable hand position and take a conscious breath in and out the mouth. Feeling your body on the chair, or maybe you're sitting on the ground or your feet connected to the ground, but feeling your physical body as well aligning through your stable hand position. And just bring your awareness once more into that stable hand position and feel yourself being received and drawn into the energy that's here. And take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata I. Ashe onde ine a ashe o. That's it. Now I want you to bring your awareness just a little more in, if you can, into your stable hand position and take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine a. That's it. I can feel the shift now. And just be aware of my energies. I'm going to be making some adjustments through some of your systems as we work right here. And you have the Pleiadian, the Lemurian, the galactic community here, and you need to open up and give permission for them to come in and work with you as they need to or not. That's your business. If you feel you don't want them to come in, that's absolutely fine. But just take one more conscious breath into your stable hand position, breathe, and let go. Ashatai. That's great. I can feel the anchoring. Now bring both the palms of your hands to hold your chest area so that the full palms are connecting to the heart home space, and that's on the chest. So they should be lying flat, the palms fully connecting to this physical part of your body. And bring your awareness right to your hands. Feel the warmth or the pressure of your hands on your heart space. That's it. Bring your awareness there. Take a conscious breath and let go. And this is going to start to align you and open you into your heart space, which is very important right now. Now, I want you just to bring or take in these sounds as I make them. And allow yourself just to go deeper into that connection to your heart space. It's about claiming your heart, claiming the energy of the home space. Now bring your awareness to where you feel your hands on your heart. Take another conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine. That's it. And you might start to feel a fluidity, a movement as the heart space begins to open. Just bring your awareness in to your heart space once more and take another breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. To bring your awareness once more into the heart. That is, feel the fluidity or the flow of movement within the heart space. Maybe you sense, see, or feel it. It makes no difference. Just bring your awareness in. Take one more breath and just letting go. Ashata. That's great. I can feel your opening of the heart space. Now, maintain your hand position, connecting to the heart space, but you're going to bring your awareness now into the portal, your group portal that's in the space where you are. Start to bring your awareness in towards the central portal space. That's it. And as you bring your awareness there, through into that space, take a breath and let go. Ashata e. That's it. All of your group members, bring your awareness into that portal. Take one more breath and let go. Now you're going to bring in the sound. Anta. Just one. Bring your own unique frequency of that sound into the portal. Everyone in your group will do the same thing and feel how you move deeper within the portal space. Just once now. Anta. And take a breath and let go into the opening. And so your portal is opening up and drawing you deeper into the energy, the dimensional energy of the space of your portal. Now open your awareness a little more. You still should be holding your heart space. Bring your awareness deeper and bring in that sound once more. Anta. And bring your awareness and feel yourself being drawn deeper within the energy of the portal. And take a breath and let go. That's it. And as you do that, feel how your own cells of your body are beginning to align to the energy of the portal through the heart space. But all your awareness is in the portal. But as you align dimensionally, it's as though the cells of your heart are also aligning into the portal energy. It's like every cell is being lined up, carrying the frequency here of the portal. Now bring your awareness in once more. Feel how you're being taken even deeper. Use the sound once more. Anta. That's it. Now allow your awareness to go deeper. And I'm going to bring some sounds in. I just want you to allow your experience. Keep using your conscious breath and letting go through the sounds. Ashata ine'a. Now bring your awareness a little deeper and take a breath and let go into the opening of the doorway created by the sound. It's as though you're being moved on a deeper level within an energetic chamber within the portal through that sound. Now bring your awareness forward into the space wherever you find yourself and use that sound once more. Anta. And breathe and let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Keep breathing and letting go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. That's great. That's it now. Open your awareness a little more. Take one more breath and let go. And then bring the frequency of the energy of the portal. It's going to bring your awareness right back to your hands, connected to your heart space. And as you bring your awareness there, back to your hands, holding your heart space, you also bring the frequency of alignment of your portal. Ashaka ine'a. That's it. Take a breath and let go now. Ashaka I. That's it. Stay connected to the heart space. Take another breath, letting go. Ashaka ine'i. Feeling yourself connected to the chair, your body may be connected to the floor, your feet on the floor. And allow this anchoring through you. Ashaka ine'i. Take one more breath and let go. Ashaka I. That's great. That's great. So the energy, your energy is now set for us to move into this network process. So from your hands being on your heart space, I want you to bring both palms of your hands together at the heart, at the center of your body, like a prayer. So both palms of your hands are connected together and resting at the sternum, at the heart, in this very center of your body. That's it. Now bring your awareness to your palms, connected. That's it. As you bring your awareness there, take a conscious breath right into where your palms connect. Ashaka ine'a. And let go. Feel an alignment beginning to open where the palms of the hands meet. And it's almost like an energetic line beginning to open right through the center of your body. Keep your palms of your hands together in that prayer position, but bring your awareness even deeper within the palms and within that space, that core of light that is beginning to birth. And you do that by bringing your awareness to where the palms meet and take one more conscious breath and let go now. Ashaka I. And it's almost like that core of light that is birthing where your palms meet is anchoring through the earth like roots of a tree going down into the earth. It's moving right through your system. And it's almost though every cell in your heart is aligning or is being created, an energetic line is anchoring through every cell. Now bring your awareness into your palms once more. Take a conscious breath. And let go now. Ashaka ine'a. That's it. Stay connected with your palms. I'm going to bring in some sounds here. I want you just to let go and open through the sounds, allowing a deeper birthing of alignment of this core, whether you either see it, sense it, or feel it. It doesn't matter. Just being in your experience. Take a breath and let go. Ashaka I. Ishe om dai I ne'a. That's it. Now with your palms together, staying connected to that line of light, you're going to bring your awareness right into the center of your communication portal. You're going to move your consciousness from your hands, although they're staying connected, bringing your full awareness into that portal. And feel how the portal is receiving you. It's opened up in an alignment
and it's moving you directly into that alignment within it. Bring your awareness there, take a breath, and let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Now, as you bring your awareness into the portal, you're going to take a conscious breath and bring in this sound. Listen to the sound. E-ta. Listen to it again. You expand the E and bring in the ta, very short. It's an energetic. E-ta. So do that now. Bring in just one of those sounds right into where you find yourself within the portal. E-ta. That's it. Now open your awareness. Allow yourself to be aligned to the patterning within the portal space. Every one of your group is doing that. It's almost like you're opening into a patterning and feeling yourself anchored within the pattern within your portal, like fitting like a piece of a jigsaw puzzle. It's as though you click in. I want you to open the sound up once more, which is going to anchor and align you into your place within the patterning where you find yourself. Maybe you see, sense, or feel it. It doesn't matter. Take a conscious breath and let go now. And bring in one more sound. E-ta. That's it. That's it. Open your awareness and let go. You still should be having your hands in the prayer position. Now you're going to find yourself within that patterning, however that's presenting itself. Now gently you're going to bring your palms of your hands apart so that they're starting to move away from each other, but your palms are still facing each other. That's it, and it's going to open up a dimensional flow. Bring your awareness into the space between the palms of the hands. That's it. It's going to open up a dimensional flow. And as you open into that space, bring your awareness back into your place in the portal. It's almost expanded your alignment within the patterning, within that portal space, with your group connection. Now bring your awareness in. Deeper into the portal and feel yourself being received into that collective energy of your group, whether you're by yourself or with many, it makes no difference. Feel yourself being aligned. Open your awareness a little more, take a breath, and let go now. Ashata I. That's it. Using your conscious breath. That's it. Now you're going to start bringing in a sound that is going to build the consciousness between all of your group within this pattern space, within the portal. You're staying connected into the portal now, into your place. And we're using the sound. Listen. Antaina. Antaina. Enough. You're all going to build this energy and open into one consciousness with this sound. Six sounds now of Anta Ina between you. Anta Ina. Anta Ina. Anta Ina. Feel the frequency within your portal, within your group. with your consciousness. Bring your awareness into the building of that energy and take a breath and feel yourself aligning more and more completely with that group energy within your communication portal. And feel how you are birthing almost like an energetic form between you. And this energetic form is almost like a transmitter energy that is beginning to open up and begin to align to the other energetic transmission, transmitters within every other portal worldwide. Let yourself begin to open into the frequency of this connecting network. And you're going to do that by bringing your awareness into this frequency, this transmitter that you've created between your group within your portal, You're going to bring a sound into it, and it's going to begin to move and create this connected network, this sacred webbing energy, outwards worldwide. So bring your awareness right into your alignment, into that transmitter that you've created between you within your portal that's developed, and you're going to bring in this sound. Listen to the sound. Zam-e. You're going to bring that sound into your transmitter, and we're going to begin to experience this network, this sacred webbing beginning to birth between every communication portal on the planet right now. Six sounds of Zam-e into your creative patterning that is your transmitter of light. We're going to do that now. Zam-e. That's it. Open your awareness. Feel how there's a birthing of this network, this sacred webbing, and the energy is expanding through your natural transmitter that you've created outward. Just open your awareness and allow yourself, your conscious awareness, to flow through this energetic webbing. It makes it possible for each one of you within your portal to open your awareness and feel the expansion of this collective webbing and the frequency of light that it's carrying, the frequency of light that is flowing through the space. That's it. The Pleiadians are making adjustments right now to the webbing between each portal. The galactic community are overseeing an element of this energy. That's it. Take a breath. Let go. That's it, and the Lemurians are making adjustments through your systems. Now take a breath and let go and open your awareness like a flower to the sun as you align to the pure frequency that is transmitting through this sacred webbing. Ashata ine'a. Ashe om da'isha. That's it. Open your awareness. Breathe and let go. That's it. Just keep letting go. And allowing yourself to open to the full frequency of the alignment of this sacred webbing. That's it. Breathing and letting go. Ashata'i. That's it. Just keep opening and letting go. Allowing yourself to open to the collective consciousness of all of us here within this sacred web.
And each transmitter within each portal is carrying that satellite of that frequency. That's it. Just open your awareness a little more and breathe and let go. That's great. That's great work, everybody. That's great. Stay connected, but bring the palms of your hands back to the prayer position. That's it, aligning this through. That's it, staying connected in your own pattern transmitter within your portal. That energy is moving right through the palms of your hands naturally through every cell of your body, of your vehicle. That's it, open your awareness a little more. I'm just going to bring in some sounds. Just to allow a further expansion and connection through you to this frequency of the sacred webbing. Take one more conscious breath. Back to bring all your awareness. To bring your hands from your prayer position to the heart. So both palms connecting to your chest. Bring your awareness fully into that heart space. All your awareness moving back from the portal. Feeling the frequency of that sacred webbing right through. Your heart, each one of you is carrying an anchor for the webbing, not only through the portal, but through your own heart home space. Take another breath, letting go. Bring all your awareness to the heart space. Take a conscious breath, letting go. That's it. And opening up your stable hand position, thumbs together, index fingers, middle finger together, feeling the alignment as you bring your awareness open into the energetic reflections of light that are carried through your stable hand position of the birth and anchoring of this sacred webbing through your stable hand position. Aware of your body connecting to the chair, your feet connecting to the ground. Just keep bringing your awareness into that stable hand position as you allow full integration of these reflections of light of this sacred webbing's birth through you, through the planet. As you take another breath, letting go, keep integrating this energy. You're waiting for a stable energy. That means the energy may be strong, but it's no longer building. You want to stay connected and integrating in the stable hand position until it feels like the energy is no longer building. Ashata ine. The Pleiadians are anchoring the sacred webbing, bringing their frequency. The galactic community are also anchoring this energy, stabilizing it, anchoring it fully through around that earth plane, our earth plane. And the energy is anchored right through your portal, your transmitter, that sacred design. It's been anchored permanently through your communication portal. Ashata ine'a. And your group is being acknowledged. Each individual person is being acknowledged for playing their role in this process. Ashata ine'a. Ashe om. Ashe o. Ashe o.
so be it. That's great work, everybody.
Yeah, and it's really important not to rush that integration process, that taking that time for yourself to really let that energy stabilize is all you need to focus on, because in doing so, that then automatically and as a natural outcome anchors that through the group and through the planet. So really use the conscious breath and take the time you need for that energy to really settle and feel fully integrated before we move on. And I don't know if Gail and Gregory have any comments or...
I am just really in awe of this energetic patterning that's being established here, and this connection of light that is not only here on this earth plane, but it's just operating on so many different dimensions, and the light is just beautiful. So feels like this is really a stabilizing force for us all.
Because I think it's going to be very essential, important for all of us, you know, and this is playing a very major role in the days to come, and we're making a big difference on the planet, and that's beautiful.
I want to remind people that when you spin the Metatron's cube in the center of your Pleiadian portal clockwise, as seen from above, that's grounding these energies. It's helping to stabilize these energies. And so that's just an important awareness to realize that you have an active component to work with the Pleiadian portal to help with this process.
And the Pleiadians are saying right now, you only need to bring your palms together in the prayer position and bring your awareness into the portal. And there's nothing wrong with going back into that amazing design, that frequency of light, or that transmitter within your own unique individual portal, or group portal, and really allow yourself to just let that frequency of that energy to support you and continue to unfold you, because this is a multidimensional opening, and it will take time for you to fully align to all the different dimensional frequencies that you are holding and are connected into. And this is really part of pre-agreements for our awakening right now. We're playing a role, yes, and it's an individual awakening process for each one of us. So I just want to support all of you out there, and knowing that you can call on my energy at any time if you need adjustments or if you need any energetic support. So, Gail, Gregory, do you have anything more we need to add here, or we complete for now?
I think we are complete. And just reminding people, drink a lot of water as you're going through these energy shifts. It's very important to keep yourself very well hydrated, and using the conscious breath and your tools. And just know that we love you all, and we're just appreciating the love and awareness that's coming through. It's
Yeah, and I think Gregory had a good point earlier, too, is that it's utilize the natural forces to help integrate and work with these energies, like to connect with the earth and open up to the sun and the wind. And it's a very powerful resource, even more so, to assist us as we're working with these energies.
And I'm seeing right now, here we are, out looking out at our beautiful Lake Superior, where we are here, and the Lemurian portal is opening up tremendously right now in relationship to what we have all just anchored with this webbing. So I just want to share that all with you because it's important to know just how significant this process we've just done is for all the community and for the universal community as well. So I just want to just bless everybody and acknowledge you all out there.
Thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And blessings.
Blessings,
everybody.
Good night.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.